I've been watching them for years. It's always been something that fit with all the animated characters that's doing their own bits. With a fry who's in the future and a family guy that sucks. With a father from a Hilleberger family runs a mug. The show inspires the same guy except he totally say f***. End of verse.
Let's watch cartoons that burn.
Yeah, that's bananas.
As rough.
All right, Sheesh Kab Bob. This is the one with with almost my name, Johnny Two Jobs.
It's my first fucking note, man.
Johnny Two Jobs. Johnny Two Jobs. For a long time, I was Johnny Two Jobs. I was working my. Actually, I had a few jobs. I would work full time jobs and do freelance editing and do my YouTube shit at the same time. And I don't recommend it.
Sounds like a lot of headache, but a lot of money.
Now, well, I guess I do two jobs now. I do my YouTube shit and the podcast.
You feel me?
Oh man.
I was talking to D'Angelo and them, and I said that because I was talking about like how I didn't know what I was gonna do my next few videos on or whatever. And then I was like, bro, I'm about to just fucking live off the podcast. Fuck this shit. I'm about to just live off cartoons that curse.
We got to, if we can get some more patrons, we could do it. We could really do it. I don't know. Maybe the, I don't know. We gotta figure it out. I feel like we're doing pretty good. I mean, like
we are though.
We grow pretty well. Feels like our YouTube stuff does well. I feel like we could. Maybe we can get we need some podcast network to swoop in and be like, we like your show, we like what you're doing. We're gonna buy the show and put a bunch of money into it. That's what we need.
Here's $6 million.
Yeah. Take yeah, it. Perfect. Perfect.
Fuckers.
That's exactly what we need. That'll happen. That's gonna happen.
Fuck it.
Yeah. It's gonna be great. I just switched to our Cartoons That Curse YouTube, and it's making me like verify my shit right now. Sorry.
I hate when it makes me do that sometimes too. I hate that
why
shit.
Why does it make me do that? It's because I rebooted my computer. That's why.
Oh, okay.
All right. So let's talk about this episode. Sheesh Kab Bob. I do love like Bob's relationship with all the like do they really, they kind of don't clarify, like that's the one aspect of this episode that's kind of dated, is like, are these transgender women or are they drag queens,
right?
And they like also use some dated terminology,
yes.
Yes, in there Linda does, that they definitely wouldn't have used. But like Bob's friendship with them is so fucking sweet.
Exactly.
Like, I love it so much.
that's what saves it, is that like,
yeah,
they might have got the terminology wrong, but like they're not like nobody, like they're not making fun of them, like
they're,
you know,
not
what I mean?
No.
Like it's none of that shit, which is refreshing at the end of the day.
Yeah, agreed.
Especially since we've talked about like shows that came out like early 2000s, even like
that
later, and
bad
you
jokes.
Just kind of go like,
yeah,
man, they shouldn't have fucking did this, so they shouldn't have done
I
that.
Know.
But they don't do that here.
Yeah, like there's a couple moments where you're like, oof. Right, you should did use the wrong word there. You're like, you know, like, oh, maybe, like, there's the moment where Linda's like kind of mad that they like, do you invite them to your daughter's birthday party or whatever? And it's like almost the implication is like that it's like dangerous or whatever. And I'm like, oh, they probably would have fudged how they worded that. But other than that, like they're like everyone loves them. Bob has a great friendship with them. Like they're just very great, sweet characters. They're really good. I also like that this is the first episode where we get like a lot of nighttime stuff in the show. And I just like love the nighttime palettes in this show. Like the color palettes are nice.
That
it's
darker
like
blue.
Cozy. Yeah. It's just good. Good, vivid, cozy vibes.
I have a timestamp here for the clip at the top of the pod.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Download that, because this episode is Tina wanting to have a birthday party and Bob having to work an extra job to make the bread
which is an old Simpsons plot also,
right? It's
Lisa's pony. Yeah,
right. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah,
so there's the Bob is like really sleep deprived and he like just he like falls face first in Tina's cake. The way that shit is animated is hilarious. So I wrote that down.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. All right, I gotta get this episode. I don't think I have this one downloaded already. Let me look. I got like a lot of really random episodes downloaded. Nope, I don't have it. That's okay. The other one we could, I do have Crawl Space downloaded. I could do them popping out of the wall. Here's
it's
Bobby.
So funny. It is. Funny.
I love like I think it's so funny that Jimmy Pesto wants Bob's mustache. That's so petty. That's so messed up. He's like, just give me your mustache, Bob. And then also when he finally shaves it off, which is again Bob getting out of his comfort zone for his family. You know what I mean? Like it's just figuring out what the great core emotional aspect of the show is. Like how do they conflict resolute? And I loved it. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say some of these notes I have are just kind of. Okay, so I have no mustache. Bob is sick, but right above that, it's just a nasty design. But right above that, I just wrote diaper pesto, and I was trying to remember what that meant, but now I remember what it means.
Wait, I don't remember. What is it?
You remember? It's because the Bob's friends, they all like, oh, we know that nigga Jimmy Pesto. He be like wearing diapers and shit, and like shitting, and like you feel me, like.
I forgot about that. Oh my god,
so funny.
They say so many funny lines. Like I love like when they're like, "We'll throw back a few beers and smoke some crack."
Fam, and then he died. Fam, oh, that's okay. That's another one of my notes. This is the fourth cartoon we've talked about that tries crack. Futurama, they do crack in Futurama.
They do.
You don't remember the fucking crack mansion?
Oh right, okay. I'm thinking of the characters like main doing characters. Crack. Yeah.
But crack comes up in Futurama. Don't they do crack in Archer? That's cocaine, I guess. But
they're doing a lot of cocaine in Archer.
They're doing a lot of.
I don't remember crack, but they probably could have. It seems like probably they maybe crack. Did. Probably they probably did crack in Archer. They probably did it. Crack. Yeah.
What was it
Archer probably did crack. Family Guy. Well,
family.
We haven't talked about it, but
we
family
haven't
guy,
talked about it yet. Yeah. But if you want to go to where we ain't talk about it yet, we could do Family Guy and America. There's an entire episode of American Dad where Stan is addicted to crack, and it is the funniest fucking episode of that.
Oh
whole
my
show.
God, it's insane!
Is wow, that shit is hilarious. So there's a lot of crack talk, man. A
lot of crack. A lot of crack plots. I forgot that Tina and Jimmy Jr. kiss.
Yes.
They kissed so early. Season one. They kissed so early.
His first appearance.
Yeah. Literally the first thing. And then like everything after that is kind of like tumultuous.
That's what me and my roommate were confused because like he just doesn't give a fuck after that. Like,
right.
He act like he never talked to her before. And like everybody remembers it. Like somebody brings it up, like it's like, damn, you kissed him like 2 weeks ago and you can't even talk to him now? Like, what the fuck is wrong with Jimmy Jr.?
Jimmy Jr. is a weird character. He's so funny.
He's a weird
God,
kid.
That voice is so funny. And like his dancing is so funny. The way they animate his dancing is so funny. God, I love the way Bob's Burgers animates dancing. It's so great. I want them to put together a just like huge compilation of all the Super reference cut. Videos they filmed. No, of the references. I want to see the reference videos they use to animate these dances. I want to see the people who work on the show being like, animate them dancing like this and like doing some weird like little jig. I know, what's her name? Who co-wrote the
Nora?
Movie? Nora. Yeah, Nora. What's her last name? Nora Smith. When I talked to her, I asked specifically about that. When I was talking about the Bob's Burgers movies, and she was like, I did send a lot of reference videos to Bernard and to Lauren with these weird dances. It's really funny. All right, should we move on to bed and breakfast?
Let's do it.
All right, man, this is, I was like worried we weren't gonna have enough to say about the show, but we're only like halfway through this season.
Damn,
you got time? Do we need to take a whole nother day?
Oh man, this is gonna be a nasty three segment. We're gonna
four segment. Let's get through at least a couple more. But I don't know. I know you got stuff to do today, so I don't want to like sit here for another hour if you got stuff to do. So
we can figure it out. We got it.
All right. Cool. All right. Bed and breakfast. I love a good idea. Fun idea. Starting a bed and breakfast. And B, I just like love how it doesn't. I love how mad Linda gets. It just doesn't fit her expectations for what her life as like running a bed and breakfast is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny to me.
She starts like, to like put all this responsibility on all of the people staying there to like meal and like have fun, but they just kind of want to sleep and be to themselves because that's what like a vacation is sort of.
Yes, exactly. It's like, yeah, it's like they don't want these obligations hoisted upon them on their during their little getaway, which I get. There are so many moments in this that like I didn't write a bunch of notes for this one, but there are moments in this that I wrote down that just make me laugh so much. Like I love the scene where they're all in bed together except for Louise, where everyone's in bed. Louise still has her room, and A just like Gene like putting his feet in Bob's pants to keep his feet warm, and then also just having two drumsticks to eat.
The drumsticks is just so that's funny. What killed me. It was the drumsticks.
The line that I laughed so hard though when they're like talking, they're having a whole conversation, and then Tina just goes, "Dad, are you still awake?" After they're talking, he was like, "Yes, Tina. Like we were. What do you mean? We're just talking." And she goes, "Do you think that horses get songs stuck in their heads?" A perfect Tina moment. I think that's a perfect Tina moment.
For sure.
I love it so much.
Oh and, yeah. Man. Speaking of the show being gross, there's that part where Bob showers in the sink at the restaurant.
Oh, and yeah.
That might be the grossest thing in this whole cartoon. I was like, oh, that's nasty. He's a nasty man.
they do some like gross-ish humor. Like obviously there's a lot of poop and fart jokes, but like even just like the body stuff. Like there's like Teddy in this one with the swollen face because the beetle's pretty gross. But I laughed really hard when he walks out and he has all the beetles on his face. And they're like, oh, my God, Teddy, you have all those beetles on his face. He goes, I do. I haven't looked in the mirror yet.
I like when his like face is fucked up and Linda's like, yo, you good? You need anything? And he's like, no, I'm all right. And then she's like, you sure? We can just get you something to eat. You want something to eat? And then he's trying to ask for a bacon burger. But like,
they're playing charades.
Burger. Like, she can't understand it. And then like, they all come in. And the thing I like about it too is that like, I think any other show would have like, they would have did a couple of gags where like people try to guess and they guess wrong and then they just would have cut. They do it until everybody gets it.
until they get it right. It's so funny. It's
so funny.
It's so funny. I love it. And then like even when Teddy joins the house and Louise gets so mad about her room getting taken. Like, I don't know. She's just got such a like funny mannerisms and like attitude. Like, I don't know. It's hard to describe, but Louise when she's mad is so funny. It's a good episode. It's a funny episode. You got any thoughts on bed and breakfast?
No.
All right.
The other note I have is Linda is the worst because she is the worst in this one.
Yeah, it's true. All right, let's move on to Art Crawl. I love Art Crawl. Art Crawl,
I like this
great
one. Yeah.
I love the opening where they're just walking down the street and just like hating on all the art. I think that's really funny. Mm-hmm. Just, like, it's a very loose definition of art. Mm-hmm. It's really mean, but it's just like such a goofy family activity. Like, let's go walk right and make fun of all the art.
I like when they go into this spot. Run by the old people, and it's they're like not trying to let the kids in, and Bob says, are you a bouncer? Are you gonna bounce my kids?
Are you gonna bounce my kids? Yeah, that's so funny. That old couple who run Reflections, they're the worst. Oh my God, they're like so perfectly obnoxious. Mm-hmm. They're like genuinely like I feel like I get more irritated when those characters show up than any characters in the show. But they are very funny. I think it's really funny and kind of wild that like Fox approved of the animal anus art episode. Like,
yeah,
it's so, it's funny. It's very funny, but like, I don't know. I'm just surprised. They're just like prominently showing off anuses. And that is like the conflict of the episode, is like literally censorship. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of funny. It's like, it would have been funny if Fox censored this episode, even though it's about censorship. But it's also the first Gale episode, right?
Yeah. Yep.
God, love Gale. Megan Mullally, incredible performance as Gale. She's so funny. There's some good lines in this. Also, first Andy and Ollie ep, right? I think this is Andy and Ollie's first ep.
Yeah. And they do that really weird title card in the next one. Like, you remember that?
Oh, I don't remember.
When they show them on screen in the next one, there's like an arrow pointing to them and it says like the Pesto twins. It never happens again in the show. And it was so
weird.
Fucking bizarre.
Oh, I don't remember. Especially that.
They're acting like this is the first time we see them, but the first time we see them is here.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Maybe these episodes got reversed. Actually, let's look. You said the next episode, Spaghetti Western and Meatballs?
Is it the next one?
Oh, Burger War is the one.
Burger Wars. Probably. That's what I'm thinking of. Yes.
Burger War was written as the third episode and was aired 10th. So that's exactly why. Yeah.
Whoa. So that means the first time we were supposed to meet
Jimmy Pesto third, like really early.
We weren't supposed to. I'm thinking about we weren't supposed to see Jimmy Jr. for the first time because it's Tina.
That's right. You're right. Yeah. That's a good point. That's really interesting. Huh. They mix up they really fudge up the order of the show. I've talked about this before, but like season one was 13 episodes. They jumbled it all up. Fox tends to do that. Season two ordered like 22 episodes or something, and then they aired 9 of them and said, all right, let's call it. That's season two. Fox was like, that's season two. And then every season since has just been like season three is just a mix of season two and season three production episodes. Season four is a mix of season three and season four production episodes. Like it's just like, it's so jumbled. Like is it still like that? I think they've like finally caught up. Let me look.
I'm about to say that's sick. If it's still,
it looks like they caught up on the last season that was like a mix. Whereas the last ones were season 8 and 9. Season 9 is mostly production season 8 with a single production season 7 episode. And then season 10 is all production season 9. Oh, there's one production season 9 episode in season 11. But the rest is production season 10. Same with season 12. One holdover. Which is like standard like Simpsons style.
Yeah, so
like,
where
there's
say,
generally
yeah.
one or two holdovers and that's it.
Sure.
But literally for years it was just like a mix. Like season 3 is almost half and half production season 2, production season 3. It's weird. It's like annoyed me forever. I don't know why that annoys me so much, but it does.
Because it's I don't know, man. I'm not the most organized person on the planet, but like, you got to have some symmetry, bro. Like, I don't know. Yeah. That kind of shit messes with my brain.
They're still like jumbled episodes. They still are out of production out of order. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, I mean, that's how they've always done The Simpsons. It's weird. I don't really think about The Simpsons like that, even though that's like the case for the show. They jumble it out of order. They also like have holdovers from previous showrunners in later seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, and that's the weirdest one for early Simpsons where there's like showrunners.
Yeah.
Like the most infamous episodes
will end with a different name. Like his executive producer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The most infamous one is it's ironic because so many people attribute the Scully era of the show to being like the beginning of the end of The Simpsons, but then they attribute it to The Principal and the Pauper, which is a fucking Weinstein Oakley episode.
Mm-hmm.
And also a funny episode. Fuck. I thought we've gone on this rant before.
It is.
It's a fucking good episode.
It's a funny episode. Sure. What do I like what they do with Skinner? Not really, but It's
I don't
funny.
Hate it. I don't know. I just don't like, I just doesn't, it doesn't like, I don't, I don't know. It doesn't,
it doesn't, it doesn't like it break the fucking cartoon. I just, am I a fan? I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but it doesn't break the fucking cartoon. You know what I mean? Like, it's still.
Especially a show, and especially now in retrospect, a show that has been on for 33 seasons so far and has genuinely like just like continuity isn't super important to a show that's been on for that long. It's like, you know what I mean? Like there are certain aspects of continuity that I like that they keep, but yeah, you can't, you just have to change it up and you have to tell new stories. And you know what? Like why? I don't know. Being beholden to continuity in a show like The Simpsons feels silly as shit to me.
It doesn't matter anymore. You gotta, unless you pick a year and say that they live in this year for the rest of the fucking run, it just is never gonna make sense.
Right.
There's no way they went to fucking high school in the 70s now. No way.
No. I mean, and they've done an episode where he went to high school in the 90s. Like,
right.
They just change it. Yeah, it's so fine.
Yeah.
And whatever. People say that's ruining the show. I'm like, no, it's the only thing keeping the show alive. Oh, man. All right. Well, also, like, the latest season of Simpsons fucking rules. I kind of wish we had done a, let's just talk about the newest season of The Simpsons episode of the podcast just because of how fucking good it was.
I mean, we can.
We could. Season 34 starts soon. It like, on Sunday. Soon.
And they already put... They just took all of 33 off Hulu and threw it on Disney Plus,
so everyone can watch it. Maybe we should do that. That might be fun. Jim's just threw up two season 33 episode videos. Mm-hmm. He did Boys in the Highlands, and then today he posted Pixelated and Afraid. I haven't watched Pixelated yet. Shout out to the real Jim's.
Before we got in here,
hell yeah, it was great. Video.
Yeah, good video.
I love those two episodes. Those are probably my two favorite of the season. I love them so much.
There's
I liked the Bleeding Gums episode too, even though it's a Gene, Al Jean, my favorite Al Jean episode in so long.
There's some episode of this podcast that has me like begging you to watch Pixelated and Afraid. I don't know what episode it is.
Yeah, I know. I think we've done it
recently. I remember it recently.
We've definitely sang the praises. It's a good season. It's a tough one though. If we'd cover it's still 22 episodes, you know. That would be our first foray into a huge season.
The big joint, yeah. Well, since Futurama, because them shits was like 26.
No, we never did 26 for Futurama. We did.
We didn't.
We did. 26 are the
later
the Comedy Central seasons, production seasons. But we can split those in half because those were aired 13 at a time. I think that's pretty easy to split in half.
Okay.
Art Crawl. Art Crawl. Let's get back to Art Crawl. Okay, so one of those jokes that I laughed at a lot was Gene telling him about his friend. And he's like, you can't have a 28-year-old albino friend.
Ken comes back for a good portion of the show every once in a while. And Gene would go like, yeah, I was talking to Ken. And then Bobby like, oh, how's he doing? Yeah, all right.
I love it. I love that so much. I just laugh at the whole idea here that Bob hates the anuses until the old people tell him he can't have them up. Mm-hmm. And he's just so stubborn. I love that aspect of Bob where he's just like, you can't tell me what to do with my store. Only I can tell you what to do with it. It's very funny. It's very funny. Oh my God. I laugh. So like this, there's another aspect. There's another moment in this episode where it's like Bob, even when he hates someone, is just like, such a good, kind guy. And it's when the old guy is like choking and he's like, do you need water? We'll get here. Have some water. And and his wife is like, no, he'd rather die than drink your water. it's so funny. The best scene in this is the Dumbo scene though. The pink elephant Dumbo parody with the anuses.
Oh shit, why did I forget about that?
It's so cool. Oh my God, it's so cool. Well animated, really, really well done. Trippy as hell. That's such a trippy scene in Dumbo too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Who says
Bob
this?
He's just fucking losing it the whole episode, man.
I know.
He's like fucking
he's off the walls here.
He's I love that the resolution. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think my last note says, what the fuck is wrong with Bob?
I love the end when when Louise is like, she's doing the scam where she's just making art and getting money, and she and then she pays for like the stuff that Bob ruined or whatever. She's like, starts giving him the money. She's like, Louise, where did you get all this money? And she's like, just shut your mouth. It's our crop. Shut your mouth.
It's for fucking 45 seconds. Like, they go back and forth.
It's so funny though. I love it so much. Great episode. I love Art Crawl. I think this is a really funny episode. I like this one a lot. It's just like a good Bob episode. Bob like having conflict with people in this to this degree is funny. The anus thing is funny to me. And also just I like when they showcase what the wharf and like neighborhood is when they've got like events happening. I like that. I like that about Bob's Burgers. And like they have the Lobster Fest one later. I don't know. I like when the community is like part of the plot. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
All right. Should we move on to Spaghetti Western and Meatballs, which is another fucking great title?
Sure.
God,
that's one that I did get. And it is a great title.
It's like, and like the core conflict here is that like Louise likes her time with her dad, and then Jean interferes with it. Like, she doesn't get her time with her dad anymore, and that's sad.
But you know what it is too, is like what I really like about this one is that it's not even just her being mad at Jean. It's like it's both of them, because sure, like Jean interrupts on the stuff with Bob, but like there's that scene when she's in a lunchroom and she's trying to joke with Jean, but he's busy doing the shit he learned from Bob, the Western shit with the guitar and shit.
Right.
And like, she's like actively trying to get his attention and she can't get it. And it turns into this thing where like, she just feels like the two people that she felt like she could spend time with and really relate to in her family, she can't do that anymore because like, right, they found each other. You feel me? And like, they kind of like left her out of it. And that shit is cool. I think it's cool that they did that.
I agree. I love that aspect of this conflict a lot. I also just love like, A, I love Louise and Bob's like solo time, and then also Bob and Jean's solo time. Like they're like they're all so charming, and like they're just, their dynamics are so cute. And I love that Bob finds this thing that he loves for him and Jean to do. And also like, I'm obsessed with the concept behind this spaghetti Western. Banjo, a guy who's like got a banjo gun. Like, that is so fucking awesome, funny, bro, to me.
Yeah.
I had two huge laughs in the middle of this episode where he, they find him and he's like, what's Banjo's rival's name? Ceviche. Ceviche is such a fucking funny name for a villain. And then also that Gene is like, is my rival, my nemesis is named Choo Choo. And then all the scenes where he like finishes his jokes before him are they're so funny. Just Gene getting sick, so upset.
Yeah.
Man, it's great. And the ending is so nice. I love them all trapped in the slide. And like, they're like kind of coming to their resolution where like Louise is telling them how it made her feel, but they're still all connecting and bonding. And like, he still has a connection with Jean, and like he farts and they're just like, our farts smell the same. and then like he still has the resolution with Louise. And then the joke that made me laugh a lot at the end is like, well, what are we going to do about your mom and Tina? And Jean goes, they can live in here with us. That's really good. And yeah, that's like Louise crying about it. And it's sweet. It's a sweet episode. I really like this one. It's really nice, this one. You got any other things about this one you like?
Why did I write this? Do they have a big argument? I wrote, this is the maddest I've ever seen them at each other. I don't remember them being mad that
either.
Much, but I guess they might have an argument here.
Hmm.
I also have...
Must have been Bob and Louise. Like, it had to be, right? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a... when Gene is like trying to confront the bully, and then like they just kind of like get into it a little bit, and Bob steps in and like grabs him, and then his daddy pull up, and he like, "Are you touching my son?" Like, and then like he like takes his shirt off. He's fucking
everyone's ripped, taking their shirts jacked. Off. It's so funny.
He's fucking jacked, and then he says the most threatening. I'm not like a tough guy, but I like to think that I'm not scared of nobody. But this would fuck me up if somebody said this to me. He said, "I'm gonna beat your ass so bad I could skip the gym tonight." What the fuck?
That's a great
does that
line.
Mean?
That's a great line. No, he's gonna get such a workout kicking your ass. That,
how bad is he gonna good, fucking?
I kind of love it. That's. I think like everyone taking off their shirts to fight is really funny to me. Like the kid Choo Choo doing it, Gene doing it, and then the adult doing it. I don't know. That's just always been a funny concept to me, is like somebody taking off their shirt before a fight. I don't know why that's visually so funny. It's like in the Losing Edge, one of my favorite South Park episodes of all time. There's just that where it's like Randy would do it every time he gets in a fight with anyone. But there's that one moment where he starts arguing with one of the dads and he tells him to shut up. And Randy just like slowly takes off his shirt and puts it down and just goes, "What are you going to do?
What's up, bro?
It's so funny. What's up? It's so funny. Why is that so funny? It's so stupid.
Wait, what do Linda and Tina do in this one?
Oh fuck! What is their subplot? I wrote down
maybe,
no notes.
Maybe
about
they
their
get
subplot.
Mad at each other.
Oh, maybe. Let me click the. Let's see.
And plus, one of my notes says "Mean Tina" with a question mark, and I don't know what that.
Oh,
means
so probably,
either.
It's probably about them.
I gotta say, fucking! I gotta stop making notes that like I get in the moment.
it's the spaghetti dinner thing. I guess the spaghetti dinner conflict, they're supposed to make the spaghetti dinner and something with Mr. Fran. I don't remember this at all. I do remember the part where he goes, "Do you want to see my abs?" Because it's his acronym. Access your feelings, be apologetic, and slap it. Abs. Do you want to see my abs?
He's the worst.
I don't know. I guess I didn't like think much about the subplot here.
Yeah, me neither.
I was watching a lot of these in succession, so like... Like I maybe lost. Missed. I maybe was like my brain was real focused on the A plot and not the B plot for this one.
Sorry to everybody that really loves the B plot.
We're so sorry.
Sorry, guys.
We'll do a follow up episode called "Oops, All B Plots."
That's disgusting, man.
All right, should we move on?
Wait, there's one last thing about this one that really made me laugh, and it was when Teddy tells Bob that he used to beat up kids like Gene.
It's really funny. Really, really funny.
Oh, man. That's it. That's all I got, though.
All right, cool. Let's move on to what was supposed to be the third episode of the season, Burger War.
Shit. Look how fucking far it is, bro.
I know. What is this, 10? It's crazy. 10. They moved it all the way to 10. So this was supposed to, this makes so much sense. It also is literally, I kept thinking how they describe fish odor at the beginning. And I'm like, this feels like they're introducing fish odor, but we've already seen him.
Oh.
And it's like, this is literally them like introducing him. This was supposed to be the introduction of fish odor, of Jimmy Pesto, of Jimmy Jr., of Andy and Ollie. That's so interesting.
Yeah, okay. It makes sense because they treat fish odor with they do treat him like we've never seen him before. Like it's like a big deal that he's coming. Like you feel me? Like it's
They just fully just describe him and who he is and what the mm-hmm. point of like who what his relation to them is. And we've already seen him. That's so funny.
The one thing about this episode is that it's a very interesting. It's a very interesting instance of foreshadowing, because. In the movie, the movie starts out with them needing extra money from the bank.
Yes.
So what they do is they make him a burger to bring. So maybe that could that can like.
They always come, that's like their move. They always make burgers for people. God, it's making.
They do it here, and that's why they fucking thought they could do it in a movie because it works right. here.
Right, right.
It works on fish odor.
So funny. One thing, and so you know what, this makes more sense now realizing that this was supposed to be the third episode, because they don't do it like a ton overall in the season, but in the first few production episodes, I think they do so many gags that are snap zoom music stings. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Snap zoom on the characters, which I do think are funny. But in the first episode, they have the one where Gene is putting out the fire with the extinguisher and they just keep snap zooming back into it. And I was
with the music sting too, like the yes. same fucking sting.
And I was like, well, this is funny, but also very not Bob's Burgers. Like, this is just such a different gag than you see later in the show. But yeah, something I noticed that they just did that a lot in these first few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess in this first season, but what were supposed to be the first few episodes,
right?
That's funny.
Yeah, I guess it isn't around like a couple episodes later. It is kind of dropped, and it's wild that it just happens to come back here,
right?
But yeah, that's why, because it's fucking out of order.
And then there's like, yeah. I think the opening when he chokes on the burger, and then they as a family save his life. He spits it out, and the first thing he says is, "So did you like it?" That's crazy. That's so funny to me. I can't believe they did that. There's a lot of funny jokes in this one. Like, I love like that Linda wants them to throw her ashes in Tom Selleck's face when she dies.
Yeah. Right. This is also where Linda says that she thinks Jimmy Pesto was handsome.
So over there was right. fucking handsome face. What, you think he's handsome?
Yep. You also learn his real last name. I think it's the only time they say it. Poplakovich or something. Pop. Yeah. I love the scene where Jimmy Pesto's like really sad making the burger at night, trying to make his burger.
Yeah.
That's really good. And I also just love that, like, even though there's this rivalry between the Pestos and Bob, or like Jimmy Pesto and Bob, like all the kids just hang out. They're all
yeah,
friends.
They don't give a fuck. Yeah,
no, they don't like, at all. They're just homies. It's great.
I like when I don't remember the complete context of it, but I just know Jimmy Jr. offers up. He says, "Put on some Boys to Men, and I can slow dance." I don't remember what the situation. But the fact that Jimmy Jr. was the fucking slow dance to Boys to Men is so funny.
I love Jimmy Jr. so much. He's so funny. This is another one where his dancing is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's just, and this was supposed to be his introduction. It's so right. interesting. That move where Jimmy, where Bob handed out all the flyers for like 50% off, and then Jimmy does we honor all our competitors' flyers is brutal. That is like a masterful troll. Holy shit. That is like, man. That is diabolical.
He's a sicko, man.
It's like that Mitch Hedberg joke, where the Pizza Hut honors all the competitors of coupons. And he's like, it makes me want to open up my own pizza joint called Mitch's Pizzeria, and with one free pizza franchise with the purchase of a small pizza. Oh, I love him. Mitch, another guy who's in home movies. You went back and watched those scenes, right? After I talked to you about Mitch.
I did. That's so funny. I just feel like, and I feel like he would have fucking been here, bro.
He 100% would have been a recurring character in Bob's Burgers. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
he is genuinely one of my favorite comedic voices ever.
So funny.
So funny. And also, that was so satisfying to have told you a single Mitch Hedberg joke when we were hanging out. When we were hanging out for the Bob's Burgers movie, too. It was perfect.
We were in the line at a bar. And yeah. you said one joke, and I thought it was the funniest shit. And then we got home
kind of drunk that night, and I was like, hey, we're going to watch the Mitch Hedberg special. And it's just so satisfying that you loved it as much as I love it.
It feels laughing, so good. Bro. It's so funny.
So good. One of the funniest men of all time. Rest in peace.
For sure.
Okay, so I love... This is another one where... This is the one where he's making the most difficult burger known to man, right? It's like the steak, the
Messiah.
Wait, what is it called? It's a Messiah pun, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't remember what it is. I don't know. Wait, let me click Burger War. See if I can find it.
There was like calligraphy of it, like above the stove.
I know he had like his whole. I don't remember. That's okay.
Is that right?
The word. Oh no, Meat-saya. The Meat-saya. And it saves the day. It's the thing that saves the day at the end.
It does save the day.
He's like, what is this?
That's what they should have fucking made in the. Wow, you see that fucking sunshine?
Jeez. Yeah. Wow.
Sun-kissed face.
You must be on the opposite side of your house than me. Because mine was shining in earlier.
Oh, okay, so it came over here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But yeah, like that's what they should have did in the fucking movie. They should have made it a meat side in the movie.
You're right. That would have been a nice throwback to the third episode they ever wrote. the joke that made me laugh really hard in this episode is when they're playing music at Jimmy Pesto's restaurant and Gene gets out the triangle and goes, "Time to tickle the iron." that's funny to me. Because tickle the ivory is like the piano phrase, but tickle the iron, he's just holding up a fucking triangle. It's good stuff. All right, you got any other thoughts on Burger War?
Nah, man. We could take it to Weekend at Mort's.
Weekend at Mort's. Let's see here. Weekend at Mort's. Funny. Sorry, I'm doing my ranking as we go through here because I forgot. Weekend at Mort's is great episode idea. So it's like they get, what is this one? They get the mold and they have to stay next door.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So they stay, have to stay at Mort's. And like, I like the idea that they're just like worried. They're like, oh my God, having to live in a morgue. They have to live in a morgue. Mm-hmm. when you're next to a restaurant. Wait, what was this joke? Oh my God. There's a joke where Gene says something and Bob's like, don't tell so-and-so this, like Gene. And he goes, let the man think for himself. I don't remember what he says though. Fuck, it was so funny. So funny.
Yeah, I know. I remember Gene saying, I remember that delivery, but I don't remember what the lead up to it was.
I like,
This is one thing I noted was that I guess I didn't know that Mort lived there.
I didn't really realize it either, but also like Bob and the family live above the restaurant. So like, it kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't really, I forgot about that. Cause we don't really go back to Mort's all that often.
Mm-mm.
But I laughed really hard when they walk in and realize that it's really nice. And all the kids just immediately start jumping on the couches. I love how quickly they're just like, they just start bouncing. It's really funny to me. My favorite joke in this episode is Bob pulling out the bus from Speed model and trying to build it. And she's like, have you ever seen Speed? And I was like, no, I don't like to see the movie until I finish the model.
Yeah.
That is so fucking funny. That is so fucking funny. That is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
I was trying to remember what this was, but I remember what it is now. I wrote Jimmy Pesto was going to hell, and I was like, "Damn, why did I write that?" And it's because this is the first time in the show he does it, but he does it later too. Is he wears that fucking Rasta shit when he comes back from Jamaica? Yeah. He's a sicko.
That whole thing is like, I like when they're at the bar or they're at Jimmy Pesto's eating, and. And Linda's like, oh, Bobby, it's our song. He goes, our song isn't ZD tonight. ZD tonight. Also, like the climax of this episode where they almost kill Bob is crazy. They just almost fucking burn him alive. That's nuts.
Oh, man.
That's like maybe the most intense conflict the show ever gets is like Bob might die. Other than like in the movie, they're all in the hole, you know, like, yeah. But. That's nuts. That's crazy.
That is, that, Hey, man, listen. You know who did it first, though?
Simpsons? Did they do it first?
The Slacker Cats.
Let's
fucking talk about it. They do. In the first fucking episode.
legendary series, Slacker Cats.
Come on now, let's...
Hell yeah. You all love that. Don't lie. You love that episode.
Yeah, come on, man. Just don't forget. That's all.
I love how, like... I love after his near-death experience, though, how amped up he gets. He goes, you don't just build a model of life. You watch the movie of life. It's great. It's a great line. It's so funny. I also love, like, I wrote for the end credits, like, it's crazy how quickly they just did have. They have, like, they write little dumb little songs so fast for this show.
Yeah, man.
Which actually makes me mad. I, years ago, was going to buy, there's, like, a Bob's Burgers vinyl with, like, so many songs. It's like this huge collection, and I didn't buy it, and I bet it's so expensive now. What's the big one? Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
Damn.
I'm gonna buy it anyways. I'm gonna just do it. Oh, and they have a volume 2 now, and I didn't buy that either. God, I'm really blowing it. Really blowing it.
I ordered a Bob's Burgers fleece blanket yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Can't wait till it gets here.
I can't wait to see it. You should show it on camera.
Yeah, I'll wear it for season 2. I'll wear it like a cape for season 2. Okay, so I'm dying to know why I wrote this down. Maybe you can help me out. If you can't help me out, then it's just going to have to be somebody in the comments.
Okay.
I wrote, Bob let Keanu Reeves talk him into an early grave. I don't remember what that means.
I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was talking to the little Keanu Reeves model from the speed bus. And so it's definitely something to do with that.
I think that's how he ends up in that's how he ends up in the fucking, in the thing, not the coffin.
Right. In the
coffin.
That's how he ends up in the coffin. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
All right. That's funny that I worded it like that, but okay.
Right. I know.
It reminded me when he got into it. It reminded me of King of the Hill. Hank and Peggy, when Hank was building the coffins, and then Peggy was like, "Why the fuck mine look like that?"
Right.
And they had to switch.
Man, I gotta find this stupid Bob's Burgers vinyl. It feels like really hard to find now, and I feel like I'm gonna end up spending $1 billion on it. What a shame!
Man.
What a real shame! I found Volume 2. I should probably buy that. There's a deluxe set for Volume 2.
Nice.
Why didn't I buy this years ago, John? What are you thinking?
Come on,
what are you
man.
Even thinking? I probably couldn't afford it at the time. Couldn't afford it.
That'll stop me from a lot
somebody,
of things that I probably should have brought.
Right, yeah. Well, it took me a lot of willpower not to order the third set of Super 7 Simpsons figures before I've even gotten Wave 1.
Can you order them Troy McClure's? Because them shit's hard.
Looks like they are available. McBain is in low stock, so you better get it.
I want the rabbit.
Oh.
The Troy McClure ones?
The Troy McClure ones.
Yeah.
Oh no, I missed Wave 3. I really fucking blew it. Damn it.
Right.
Wave 3 is Burns, Wig, Ralph, Kang, and Kodos. Doing Kang and Kodos is a little lazy. I'm sorry, Super 7. shit. Man, regrets. I'm trying to get rid of stuff. I can't do this. I can't do this to myself. Oh, well. Oh, well. Anyways, let's... let's keep going. We're almost done. We're getting close here. This is a long episode. This is gonna be a long episode. You're welcome. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, right. Around here is when we thought we was gonna stop, but we still got 2 more fucking episodes.
We got 2 more episodes. 2 more. I don't have that many notes for these last 2, but let's do it. Let's go to Lobster Fest. You ready? Lobster Fest. Okay. Lobster Fest is the hurricane episode. I like so many things do hurricane episodes. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, especially this was a couple years after. Is it? I actually don't know if this is
2009, so I don't know. Was it before or after the crossover?
Yeah, the Seth MacFarlane thing, right? Yeah. I don't know what year that was.
Maybe
that
they just did it the same week and they weren't a part of it. That would be funny.
Oh, wait a minute. Then you said this is 09?
Yeah.
I think the Seth MacFarlane thing is 2011.
Oh, that's so funny. So this is
because it's season 10. It's season 10 of Family Guy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first Gretchen appearance. I love okay, the joke that made me laugh really hard at the beginning is Lobster Fest gets canceled. Someone comes into the restaurant to eat and he goes, "You got food? Yep. Beer? Yep. Atmosphere?" It's so funny. And then this is the first Gretchen appearance, and it's like also like Bob wingmanning Hugo.
I love
so
it.
So funny. I love it so much.
It's funny. It's wholesome. Like it's he fucking hates him, but it's
I know. But he's just helping him out.
Like it's I don't know.
Bob's just a good
like the only
boy.
Show that can do this.
He's just a sweet man.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet man. And yeah, I do love Bob for that reason. And then I love that he just gets fucking trashed and gives away everything. It's funny mm-hmm. to see Bob wasted. I think my biggest laugh is he's like celebrating. He's like, "Everything's on me." And then they start like crowd surfing him across, and he sees Linda and she's all mad. And he goes, "Oh, hey, Linda, you look mad. Let's go the other way. Turn around. And they spin him around. It's so funny. I love that so much.
It's so funny. One thing we didn't talk about at all, but I made sure I noted it here because this is when I noticed it. Those two women cops are like regulars this whole season.
Yeah, they're in it a
disappear.
Lot.
Yeah.
And then they later bring in the sergeant is like the main cop who's played by
Bosco?
Yeah, Sergeant Bosco, who's played by someone great. Who the
I always
fuck
forget
is
Buddy's
it?
Name. I know his voice, like the back of my hand, but I always forget his name.
Sergeant Bosco. I'm going to feel so dumb for not remembering. Oh, Gary Cole. It's Gary Cole. He looks like Gary Cole. Gary Cole is great.
I think the two cops were fun, though. I wish they kept them.
Yeah, they are fun.
I think they're fun. They could have kept them, and they could also because they're the ones that like every time the robber comes back to the store a couple episodes ago, they like keep entering like as he's exiting, and Bob's like, "What the fuck? He just left. Manage your job. Go get him."
That's so funny.
And then, fam, and then they catch him, and she just starts fucking wailing on him.
I know. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, they're really, really going for the cop experience here.
True to reality.
Yeah, it's like, this is a funny episode. It's just like Bob being a nice guy and then getting screwed over. And that's like kind of a lot of, that's Bob's Burgers a lot of the time. But I love the like, the end. Hugo not helping Bob after he wingmans him is so shitty. Fucking Hugo is such a little asshole. and then there's that like wingman song that Ron Lynch starts singing to him. That is so funny. Yeah. I love that song so much. I think that's super funny. But I don't know. I didn't write that many notes for this episode, but that stuff all stood out to me as hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good episode.
There's the earlier in the episode where they're still establishing that Bob just doesn't fuck with Lobster Fest or whatever. Like, there's that part where the kids, they're all like looking at the they're looking at like the brochure or whatever for it, and then Bob's like, "What are you looking at?" And they're like, "Oh, porn." And he's like, "Oh, wait." He's like, "Wait, no, that's not porn." Like, he's like really chill about the fact that it's porn. But then when it's a fucking brochure,
he gets mad that it's a Lobster
down
Fest.
The street.
Yeah. That's so funny. So funny. This was supposed to be the finale. This was written as the 13th episode, and it kind of feels like it. Like it's got the whole community involved. It's like a conflict of like Bob's restaurant versus a community thing, like with first Lobster Fest messing him up, and then like also just everyone in town screwing him over and having this like big climax at the like Lobster Fest or whatever. So like I get like this is like that makes sense as them having written this as the original season finale. I think it's a pretty good episode. Yeah. I don't dislike any of these episodes. That's
me neither.
I'm having a hard time ranking them.
I'm looking at what my
like that looks too
one
low,
is.
But also I like everything above it. Yeah.
I'm looking at. I could see my list down here, and I'm looking at my number one, and I'm like, yeah.
I know. That's how I feel now. I know. I don't know where it's weird. All right, if we talk about the last one, Torpedo.
Yeah, let's go to Torpedo. Let's kill it.
Torpedo. The show first joke I laughed at is when he's like chastising Gene for like peeing in the burger suit, and he's like, "It smells, Gene. People can smell it." And he goes, "No one can place where it's coming from." That's such a funny line. Very gross.
Super gross.
I laughed really hard. Like I like when Bob finds something that he loved as a child. Like the banjo thing was that, and then like him seeing Torpedo Jones. He's like, I was at his game with the pitch, you know, like he's got this connection to Torpedo Jones. Yeah. And then at the end, or not at the end, I like when he goes, "Wow, Torpedo Jones called me sport." He goes, "He didn't call you sport, he called Gene sport." It's like Bob just wants that.
And then Torpedo says, like, "Nah, sport was for the kid, Flash." Yeah. He calls him like Flash.
He's Flash. Like,
yeah. he's like, "Don't call me dad anymore. Everybody call me Flash."
The scene that makes me laugh the hardest in this episode is Gene not remembering the name of Bob's Burgers, the restaurant. And Bob just yelling, Gene, are you kidding me?
It's Bob's Burgers. It's so funny.
It's Bob's Burgers. It's so funny. It's so funny. Like anytime you've got John Benjamin like freaking out like that, it's very funny. I love it so much.
I love Linda says that she already has Bob's tombstone picked out. And he's like, really? He's like, really? What does it say? And she said, "Order up." And he like laughs. He's like, "Okay, you know what? Leave that. That's fine."
That's pretty fucking great. I love also the concept of him using the burger grease to throw a spitball is fucking great. That's genius.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
I didn't expect that. Was a turn. Like, I was genuinely like surprised. Like,
right.
You know,
it's a really smart idea. It's really funny. God, talking about the show makes me want to eat a burger.
Oh, bro, I'll kill a burger right now.
Right? Yeah, we should go get burgers after this. I also love Tina just slapping ass the whole game. Like, she just, you know, she's just slapping everyone's ass on the team. She's like, that's what I love about the game. Slapping ass. Also, there's a great moment at the end where, like, they think they're gonna get divorced or something, and Gene goes, "I call mom," and Lise goes, "I call dad," and then Gina just goes, "You guys took both of them." It's so good. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
I love it so much,
man. There's that sick ass part where Bob tries to talk Torpedo out of cheating, and then he starts fucking shooting at, like, one of them, like, they start,
I know, he literally
shooting
starts
at,
shooting him.
Fucking shooting a gun at Bob.
It's crazy.
Like, whoa.
It's crazy.
And also, man, wouldn't be me if I didn't talk about the hammer. Fish Oda had the hammer out. They didn't show it.
Oh, that's right. You forgot to zip up. And then Bob's just laughing. He's like, "Yeah, you did. You did forget." It was really funny. I don't know. I don't have much more about Torpedo. This is a good episode, though. I like it a lot.
I like
all
Torpedo
these episodes. It's a good show. It turns out Bob Burger's good show.
It's a good show.
Good
first season.
Good first season. One of the better first season. Well, I don't know. I've liked all these first seasons we talked about. I really like first seasons, I guess. Like, I don't know. There's just something. Yeah. Something about them figuring it out that I love, like, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know, like, cause I love the Simpsons season one. I loved watching Family Guy season one. That was fucking,
Me
that
too,
was just
dude.
So satisfying.
I love those.
Oh God.
I love those, man. I wasn't too keen on the South Park season one.
Yeah, me either. And yeah. King of the Hill I liked, but it was one of those where I was like, I like this, but I don't love any episode. Yeah.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. We
I love that show.
But... agreed on that. But,
what are you thoughts on
this
season?
Bunch, this is definitely at the top, I think, from this
bunch
that
there.
We've been doing.
It's up there for sure. It's really great. Really like it. It's going to be weird when we cover season two, because season two is only 9 episodes. And then we get to do 23 episode seasons. Fun.
Nice.
But man, this is great. I'm really glad. Like, there really, I was, when I was watching it, I was like, man, what do I have to talk about with Bob's Burgers? And after this, I'm like, I had so much to talk about with Bob's Burgers. There's so much to say. What a lovely, charming ass show. I love it so much. I think this is a great first season of television. Yeah, it's really good. Really good show.
No, I agree. There's a little of like, especially I was looking at my notes, and so many of my notes are just like, wow, Bob is really mad. And I'm realizing that, like, there's a little of that, I guess, that King of the Hill, where like they kind of start out with angry dad.
Yes. Or, for sure. They always start with a little.
In this case, he's like, I guess, like, stressed out dad. He stays stressed out, though. He never is not stressed. But
right.
And his stress comes out through anger here. And I think they find more ways to channel it, whether he, like, it'd be like anxiety, or like he just gets like really nervous, or like, you know what I mean? Like they go that route with it later.
Totally.
To play with it.
I love how you see kind of like, it reminds me of BoJack in a way, in that it's like they thought they had to do things that other adult animated shows were doing, like in BoJack they're like doing the goofy cutaway gags and the crude humor, and in this they're doing the, like, oh, but Bob's kind of the angry dad, and like they have these specific dynamics that we've seen in all these other shows, but they definitely like figure it out this season. There's so many moments where you then see what you know of Bob to be true the rest of the show, you know, or he's just like, yeah, he's never like that mad. He can get upset, but like, I don't know. It's like it feels like Bob's anger very rarely overtakes his love for his family, you know? Yeah. And that's like the conflict. Like it's always the conflict is like, he doesn't want to be mad. Right. Like he's like, this sucks. I hate this. Yeah. Good season of TV. Yeah. Should we do our rankings?
Let's rank them, bro.
All right.
Let's rank it bad.
Wow. I'm looking at my ranking and I'm like, this is weird. Because even the 13th one I like, that's fucked up. Here we go. 13 is Human Flesh. I think it's a good pilot, but it's on the bottom of my list. I think this season's good. 12, Burger Wars. 11, Sacred Cow. 10, Sexy Dance Fighting. 9, Lobster Fest. 8, Bed and Breakfast. 7, Torpedo. 6, Weekend at Mort's. 5, Sheesh, Cab Bob. 4, Spaghetti Western and Meatballs. 3, Art Crawl. 2, Crawl Space. And 1, Hamburger Dinner Theater.
So this is, by the time you hear mine, you're going to realize why, like, I kind of made a face when you started yours.
Yeah.
okay. So 13, Sexy Dance Fighting. 12, Burger War. 11, Bed and Breakfast. 10, Weekend at Mort's. 9, Lobster Fest. 8, Art Crawl. 7, Torpedo. 6, Sacred Cow. 5, Spaghetti Western and Meatballs. 4, Hamburger Dinner Theater. 3, Sheesh, Cab Bob. 2, Crawl Space. And 1 is Human Flesh.
That's so funny. but you know what's funny is, like, when I started to read this off, I looked at it and I was like, why is that at the bottom? And I'm like, I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. Maybe I also did this while we were going.
Likewise.
I don't know. It's, I don't know. I like that episode a lot. It's not my favorite of the season, but I do like it. That's so funny. This is just a good season. Like, there's no episodes I dislike in this season. Yeah. So,
I'm not even sure if that's why I'm like, damn, is Human Flesh really my favorite? Like, now that I think about it, like, it
and
might
I'm like, is it really my least favorite?
Yeah, because I'm like, damn, it might fuck around and be Hamburger Dinner Theater, to be honest with you, like, or something like that, you know? But
these were
the first impressions. I wrote this because I do the ranking while I watch the episodes, so I'll go like, no, I like this better than this, but not as much as this. So then I'll, like, put it there. Like, that's how I do the rankings when we do these. So this is, like, these are literally my initial thoughts.
Good shit. Good episode. We have to figure out what the fuck we're doing next. Isn't that great? Are there? There's no more season ones for us to do, huh? We're not going to do BoJack. We got to figure out BoJack later.
We could just evade all of our responsibilities and do like The Critic or like The Boondocks.
No, we gotta something. Do The Critic. Like,
we just
after
fucking
we
ignore
do,
everything.
After Simpsons season 3 and 4, we do The Critic because we do the Gene Reese
That's
stuff.
True. You're right. You're right. We did.
I like that plan. I don't know. Part of me is like, do we take another hiatus and just and do we do season twos? People have been requesting that. People have been like, I liked the season one thing. Why don't you do all of these again in season two? Which I don't hate, but also like I feel like I end up talking about a show and being like, God, I want to do the next season so bad. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then we end up waiting so long. But these are going to be big episodes because we just talked for granted. We did a lot of tangents at the beginning, but like this is a nearly 3 hour episode about 13 episodes of Bob's Burgers. We did a 3.5 hour episode about 13 episodes of The Simpsons. We can't help ourselves. If we're talking about 22 episodes a season, we're going to have a hard time. We got to figure it out. So we should discuss this week. Please let us know what you guys want to hear show wise and or like, would you mind if we took another hiatus to make sure we could bank these? Cause these are going to take so long for us to do. Cause we have to watch 23 episodes per episode.
Yeah.
It's a lot. The Patreon, obviously we'll keep up on the Patreon. If we did that, but we exhausted all our season ones and now we're like, all right. Now we have to do all the hard stuff, all the stuff. We've also got to, I mean, granted, we don't know when it's going to air next year, but we need to go back to Futurama before the new season starts next year. So we're going to need to do, and that'll be four records because we'll have to do 13 episodes at a time, basically for the Comedy Central
years. Maybe we should do that.
Maybe. I'm not opposed to jumping in because then that's 13 episodes at a time. And you know, like
maybe
that's the move.
I might have just talked myself into it.
Into a Futurama miniseries. And also I do kind of miss those early days of us just you and me talking Futurama. Mm-hmm. Like let's throw it back. And then like we'll probably be doing it around the same time next year for the next season. So it'd be kind of nice to have like once a year we do the Futurama thing. And our Futurama episodes also do very well.
Man, I think maybe we should. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about it. Let us know what y'all think, and we'll figure it out. Let us know on the Patreon. Let us know in the comments. Let us know on Twitter. Let us know, I don't know, anywhere else you can or feel like it. You got anything to plug, Tariq?
Of course not.
Watch his Family Guy videos. They're great. They're fucking great. Get them the bag, man. They're great videos. Okay, I don't really have anything to plug either. I'm doing a lot of Rick and Morty right now. Go watch those. I'm gonna do a Tuca video, hopefully I'm gonna write that today and get it out this weekend. Got a whole idea in here. It's gonna be great. Okay, and with that, thank you to Carrie Feek for our amazing artwork. Thank you to Jake Neutron for our incredible theme song. Thank you to Michael Yunes for producing and editing the podcast. And we sincerely apologize for all the technical difficulties in this episode, Mikey.
Sorry.
It's going to be a pain in the ass and very, very sorry. And thank you to Tariq for co-hosting with me every week. Thank you to all of you for watching and listening along. Thank you to our patrons, they're cursed ones, for paying us for bonus episodes. You guys are the greatest. Thank you to Bob from Bob's Burgers.
especially.
We love you all. And with that, you very much. So.